Why church? With all of the communities out there that you have to be a part of, why should you go to church? The answer to that question gets into the key of what the church is all about. The church is unique, and it's unique for this one reason. The church, unlike any other community, is constituted by a people who have been given life. That's right. They've been given life by their Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for their sins and rose again from the dead to give them life. So the people that are in the church recognize that they once were dead, spiritually dead. They were dead in their trespasses and sins, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. They were lost in their sin, and as such, they were under the just condemnation of God. And you better believe that this is very humbling for people in the church. But they are so grateful that even though they were dead in their trespasses and sins, God did something miraculous. He made them alive. He gave them His Son, Jesus Christ, who took their sin and died in their place and rose again from the dead to give them life. So this is what constitutes the church. The church is a group of dead people who were given life. And so when they gather together, they gather on the first day of the week, by the way, because Jesus rose again from the dead on the first day of the week. So they gather on the first day of the week to proclaim the life that they have in Jesus Christ. And this truly is the uniqueness of the church. There's no other group of people like it on earth. They have been humbled by their sin and the remembrance of their deadness. They're thankful that God saved them and gave them life. They are also still struggling at times to walk out that life. Sometimes they fall back into the pattern of their own deadness and sin that they once lived in. And so the church is not a perfect place. The church I pastor here at Heritage Baptist Church is not a perfect place. But it's a place, or rather it's a people, who have been given life. And so we gather together to celebrate the life of Christ. We enjoy fellowshipping together because we've been given life. We enjoy breaking bread and remembering the life of Jesus that He gave for us. Every Lord's Day as we gather, we break bread together and we remember that life. We enjoy preaching. We enjoy fellowship. We enjoy sharing our lives. And that's because we actually love each other. We're a true community because of the life of Christ that is in us. So that's some of the reasons why church. We exist to glorify God because He gave us life. If you're considering joining a church, I would encourage you to first understand the life of Christ in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then find a church that celebrates that life together in Jesus' name.